right, guys. Today I'm here with Toy Hardy, entrepreneur, CEO, and coach to the stars.
Hi, guys. Hi, I'm so happy to be here. Thanks
I'm
for
so excited to have you here because you deal with like financial literacy and crypto and stuff that I know nothing about but want to learn about. So tell me everything. How did you get into this? I know you work with a lot of celebrities. So
yeah,
tell me all
the things. It's been exciting. My life kind of just played out this way. You know, since I was younger, I had like a microphone in my hand since I was like 8 years old up, and used to be like this youth leader in church and everything. And I got married when I was young, 17.
Oh, wow.
You know, and I kind of grew up fast. I did what America said to do, like go to school, get married young, try to
societal norms.
And I'm divorced happily.
Love that.
You know, so I feel like the pressures of doing what society says kind of leads you in one direction that might take you out of your purpose.
For sure.
I feel like you really have to find yourself and the things that you love and then share your life with someone. You can't just jump straight into that and you don't know who you are, which I did.
Societal pressures be messing up a lot of things. And that's kind of, you know, the purpose of this podcast, to like normalize non-tradition, because like the societal pressures from like religion and society in general, like have you thinking you have to have this by this age and that by that age, but it's like, no, that's not the case.
You know, there's some things that are traditional and that are natural. Like, you know, getting married is natural. A lot of people want to do that. A lot of people should. Going to school, just on that time frame and what should be accomplished, and you choosing and learning for yourself where you should go. So, you know, I did get married. I went to college for marketing and psychology. And it was great, and it was came so natural. And while I was in college, I made the Washington Post for marketing in college.
Amazing.
My career grew a lot. I became a backup dancer for Snoop Dogg.
Oh, cool.
I started my own clothing line, and I was just growing and flourishing. And I think for my husband at the time, where he married this 18-year-old girl, that was just like, you know, just beginning, not knowing who she was. Once I started,
he couldn't handle it.
I think as I grew, I was just a different person every year.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that became like threatening, and he felt like he was losing me.
Ugh,
so
the male ego and insecurity. I can't.
Yeah.
Is that what it was, or was it something else?
He was young too, you know, and he had his issues too. And again, we all have our things that we go through.
Yeah.
And if we don't work them out, we'll take them out on the people around us.
For sure.
And so because we were so young and we didn't understand that, that's exactly what we did. So it's kind of like, you know, where Eminem has that song, like, if you try to leave, I'm going to tie you to the bed.
Yeah.
It was that kind of relationship. Like,
toxic.
It was so toxic. We were so in love.
Yeah.
Right?
I've had my share of toxic. So I get it.
But my career went great. My family went good.
I didn't know you were a dancer. I actually am a dancer myself. So I danced for the NBA, for the Brooklyn Nets for 4 years.
Nice.
And then I did some like Saturday Night Live gigs, some Chris Brown gigs. So you danced for Snoop. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I choreograph for a lot of backup dancers for Minnesota Vikings.
She still dances today?
That's how I stay fit, you know?
Okay.
I spend time dancing.
I do it for fun. We should go take a class or something.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm like trying to get this really, really incredible house for my next business. And so we're probably like 60 days out, which is great.
That's exciting.
But I want to have a dance studio in there.
That's yes. Dance, oh, my God. I love that.
So that's how much I love dance. You know, dancing, my clothing line.
Yeah, you have like a lot of things going on. How do you keep it all? So like, okay, so you have a marketing company. You have a clothing line.
Yeah.
You do financial literacy.
Yeah, and crypto.
Yeah. So are those your main things, or am I missing something?
Yeah, those are my main things. I still get to model. I say like I wake up in the morning and, you know, when opportunity knocks, right?
Yeah.
Like, I feel
multifaceted. I love it.
That was one of the things that as I was working in corporate America, I heard a lot. You need to pick a lane and stay to it.
Yeah.
But then sometimes I heard that you know, you're too sexy to be taken seriously.
Right.
You know, and then I heard that that's the position for a man. And then I heard, you know, I got these looks because I was the only ethnic woman in the room, you know, and in my position. So there was all these glass ceilings again set by society. And for me, there's no no's. You know, I'm a very spiritual person. I did grow up, I'm white, black, and Arab. So my grandmother's British. My mom's African-American and Native American, and my dad is Moroccan. So, like, I grew up, like, Christian, Muslim, Jew. It was just too much religion, so I went away from it and, like, started doing, like, spiritual stuff. And I'm, like, happy there.
I love that. I'm more spiritual myself as well.
You know, but I still definitely connect to God. And I just feel like as we connect more, like, our words are super powerful. Our energy. Energy can't be created or destroyed. It can only be moved around. And once you have, like, faith and you align, like, the law of attraction.
Yes, I love
the placebo
that.
Effect. Mm-hmm. This is all science.
Manifesting, visualization. Yeah,
you know, and so knowing the power that I have connecting to the universe.
You know what's so interesting that I heard recently? Like, pussy power. Like, I'm not even kidding. Like, if you're masturbating and are visualizing, manifesting as you do that, like, it attracts it so much faster and harder, and I don't know why, but I tried it and I'm serious, it works.
Well, focusing on anything, you know, I think being a spiritual person as well, using your energy to like heal people, so we can like do guided meditations with them, even touch itself. When you're comfortable with someone, or when someone hugs you and you just burst out crying, or you feel happy, it's like this energy transfer. So when you're having sex with someone and you're thinking about how much you love that person, and you're thinking about how much you want to heal that person, like, that sex with someone definitely is healing if your mind is into it. You can also, you know, there's people that you've had sex with that's like,
it's just more physical,
just awkward, and it doesn't connect, and you're like, I can live without it, because you guys aren't all like connected like that.
So I have a question then. Do you think sex is just a spiritual act, or do you think it could be like for physical pleasure, like also, or like,
it's like anything. It's like anything in the world. Sometimes we just work out because it's a habit, and then sometimes we work out because we need it to let go of anger. Sometimes we will color with our nieces and nephews, and sometimes we paint to get out a story. Sometimes we sing because we're sad and we feel the song, and sometimes we're singing because that's our jam. Same thing with sex.
I agree. I think it could be like, it could be extremely spiritual connected. I also think it could be more like physical. Like, the past year and a half, I did a lot of like sexual exploration and like sex parties, and what my ex had a weird kink, so it was like, you know, I think there's many layers to it. I think it could be a lot of different things. But the one thing I hate is when people are like, no, this is the right way to do it. It's like, no, people can do it whatever way they want, and use it how they
There's different people that you feel different things with.
Yeah,
there's times where what makeup sex sometimes isn't as good as this sex. You know, so that's what I think. Life, the key, one of the keys, like top five keys to life, is really accepting situations and accepting people right where they are. When you try to change it, or you have an idea of what it should live up to, like a woman wants a Prince Charming, a man wants a stay-at-home woman who barks, listen, when, like, he can bark orders at her, and then you get with someone who's actually really great and whose sex is really great, and they have enough money for you, but because you have this idea in your head, and because you think it's supposed to feel like something, and you're like, it just doesn't work. You destroy it. You self-sabotage it because you're not meeting people where they are. You're not grateful for what you have. You're thinking about either what you had in the past or what your future is supposed to look like, instead of being like, I love today. You know, I'm going to make today the best day with the people that are here, and I'm going to inspire them to do it. And the next thing you know, tomorrow's going to be great. The sex is going to be great. You guys are going to make money together. So
I think being present is huge. And like, I love that about accepting what is, and not, because I've been there where I like created this idea of who I want my partner to be, and that's just like not him, and I'm like mad because I've created this idea and like all turned all the red flags green. You know,
I think there's this fact, I want to get it right, we'll kind of maybe put it in there later, or put the comment in, but I know the higher a woman's IQ is, the less likely she is to find a spouse.
That's interesting. Why is that?
And so, well, because women date up, right? Mm-hmm. And a woman with a high IQ most likely has her own income, has her things together. And then you get with a guy and you want to date up, right? So yeah. A lot of guys don't make six figures a year and have a high IQ. So our dating pool is very limited. And if they do, then it's like all the women with high IQs want that person.
Yeah.
You know? And so now you're kind of like fighting. And then there's these guys that are like, I have all these options. Why settle down? Or they have multiple kids everywhere. Or they're the playboys or whatever. And so dating is a little
it's interesting difficult, to say the least. Yeah.
If, you know, if you have your shit going on. But I do tell women, like, especially women out on the West Coast, right? Do you know if you make over $100,000 a year, you're in the top 10% earners of the world, right? If you're a woman, you're in the top 4%.
Wow.
If you're an ethnic woman, you're in the top, like, 0.3% of earners on the planet.
Damn.
So that's how special we are.
Yeah, we forget how.
Well, because if you make $100,000 in San Francisco, you get to get on assistance because that's not enough to survive. You know, so we definitely live in a place on the West Coast that makes us forget how special we are.
For sure.
But then when I'm like, why can't I find somebody? Like, why don't I have a lot of friends? Bitch, you're in the top 1%.
Yeah.
And of course you're not going to make friends with the other 90% of motherfuckers who just won't wake up and get it together.
And I think that the more you know your values and, like, what you will and will not tolerate and your standards and, you know, even just get super clear on what you want in a partner, it's going to be even that much harder because now you're not even, like, experimenting anymore. Like, you know what you want and what you don't want. Like, you've been, like, through it. So it's even harder.
I think I'm still
figuring
it
out.
No. I accept a lot of people where they are. And I, because also a relationship and a friendship is like compromise, right? So I still will accept someone where they are. My only thing is don't be a fucked up person.
Yeah.
Don't hurt me. Right.
Well, just narcissists are my type. So me.
A lot of the successful, good looking ones are narcissists, you know. But it's like, just don't hurt me because as there's so many people, even us being friends, I have one of my best friends like to go to the gym every single day. And I have like a kid. I have more businesses than she does. So it's like, OK, hit me up. Once a week, hit me up on your favorite days to go.
Right.
And so, you know, sometimes she's like, you never want to go with me. And I'm like, calm down, you know? Yeah. So sometimes I'll try to go more. But using that example is that's one of my best friends in the world. I love doing things with her, but her life is set up for her happiness.
Yeah.
My person I talk to is set up for their happiness. We just compromise. But if I was to come to her and be like, you know what? You're a fucking crackhead because you go to the gym every day. You're not as cool as me because you don't have your businesses. It's like,
no.
Why would you hurt me? Why would you not accept me?
No, when the ego gets involved, that's the worst because there's not a right or wrong. There's a right for you and there's a right for me and there's a right for everyone. And when those worlds collide, that's great if you have shared interest or whatever, but you can't be like telling people what they need to focus on.
Yeah.
Like, let's go back to the narcissist thing because you said most of the successful people are narcissistic. Would you be able to date a narcissist? Because I've been there many times over.
I feel like that's all I date.
I have like mommy and daddy issues.
Okay,
my mom is like a recovered narcissist. Also had like alcoholic issues. Got sober in AA or whatever. Like and was the breadwinner. Like she was a fucking lawyer. You wouldn't really know it from the outside. But I got the brunt of it because I was the oldest. Like of her isms or whatnot. And like when she got sober and zen and whatever. Like she's a great person now. And so my thing is, like, I date these narcissists because I'm like, my mom changed.
There you go.
He'll change. Like, well, everyone wants
that. But that comes from a place of trauma, honestly.
Well, yeah. And I love it. Feels like home to me.
There's chaos. Well, now that you know that, then you have to work on changing
that. Sure.
Because
I'm much more aware of it now.
There's a study that they did, and they say that people date at their confidence level. Mm. So when you see, I was in an abusive relationship, I was abused growing up. And my, you know, and so I accepted that for a long time because I thought that one, I could help them change that because, again, I was home.
Yeah.
And two, that's what I thought that I deserved. But then I had to admit to myself during counseling that people who love themselves don't let people treat them bad. It's they draw true. Healthy boundaries.
It's true.
And that's with family, that's with friends, and that's with spouses.
Yeah.
And after that, I haven't even dated nobody that wasn't on the Forbes
list
almost.
The boundaries, I got it in the friends department. I got it in the family department. The one part that I still struggle with is in the love department. I tend to, like, you know, turn the red flags green or whatever, because that mistreatment feels like I just connect it to love still in some way. So I definitely, like,
and everyone that we have in our lives, that's why they say if you hang around 5 rich people or 4 rich people, you'll be the 5th or 6th.
Yeah.
And the same thing with
you
not
are who
successful
you surround
people.
Yourself with.
So when we look around and we keep dating this pattern, that's a reflection
it's
of
true.
Us.
Kind of is true. Yeah.
It's a reflection. And honestly, human nature. This is why I love spirituality. Like, I do these meetings. Shout out to Rafi. Rafi's Lounge, one of the places that is like my spiritual place I'm at all the time. I invite everyone to come out there.
Cool.
And so it's in Malibu. It's so beautiful. But I do all my work meetings here. And I take capital earners and millionaires and Grammy winners, and we sit there and we talk business. And Rafi's whole thing is our spirituality is connected to our success. So I like people that deal in spirituality, because then you can connect on your God particle, your God frequency, and choose not to be this animalistic person. So guys who sit there and they're like, oh yeah, you know, I'm good looking, I have money, I can sleep with all these women because that's what guys like me do. Okay, that's nature, right? But when you're hungry, I don't see you snatching food out of your friend's hand. That's nature too. When you meet a girl with a kid, I don't see you killing her child because in nature, that's what the male
there's
does.
Levels to it. And
so it's like you can control your nature.
There is. And a lot of these narcissists, I don't care if they're like successful or not. That's a whole nother discussion, right? Because like, how do you define success? Like,
well, like, so I'm like, so they can control their nature when it comes to that, but not when it comes to women.
Right.
And I'm like, what?
Yeah, fuck
that. You're not stealing and lying to your people at work, are you?
They're having their cake and eating it too.
But you're stealing and lying from your wife.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it.
And it's just like, no, you know where to draw your boundaries. You just think that a woman is supposed to handle it.
And they also have a lot of unresolved trauma and things that they haven't worked out, or things they're not willing to even look into. And that is huge to me now going forward.
But I do think that women these days have a lot of their issues as well.
Women definitely have issues. But I will say that women I've found are more likely to look into their issues and go do the work and go to therapy and stuff like that. A lot of men, I find.
I don't think so. I think that we grow up like, and I'm going to backtrack a little bit, but I'm going to go here and then go back a little bit. But women, I feel like, are raised like, if you cry, I'm going to kiss your boo-boo, like, everything's okay, fairy princesses. And a lot of people aren't really correcting women. Like, you can call and be like, hey, someone rescue me, and then guys come and rescue you.
But so men are raised, sorry to cut you off, but men are raised, boys are like, don't cry. And I think that that actually does a lot of harm, too, because now they're suppressing their emotions. They're, you know, say you have to look tough or whatever, and now they're not having the ability to be empathetic or show emotion or whatever. So I think it goes both ways.
It definitely goes both ways. And excuse me, I think that's why each individual person finding their spirituality and working that out, letting that guilt and fear and all that stuff they're projecting out so that can be successful. But a lot of the women are just like, they're out there too, you know. But what I was saying is human nature. Mm-hmm. If the zombie apocalypse happened tomorrow, everyone, man and woman, whoever is the strongest, might break into your house and eat you. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, when it boils down to human nature, it's about me being the happiest, me being provided for. That's what human nature is. And so no matter what, no matter if I have to hurt someone, take from someone, whatever. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of why I like, in my spirituality, I like the Ten Commandments. Don't kill anybody. Don't lie. Don't cheat on your spouse. Like, just these basic 10 rules that make a human being that a lot of people can't even commit to.
Well, yeah. And if you're, I mean, unless you guys have an understanding, and you are open in a relationship, let's say, but yeah, like, don't do things that the other person doesn't know about. Like,
right. So I think, like, that's the bare minimum. Like, if you could just do, can you just not kill people and like cheat on your wife and like steal and be jealous of people? That to me is a good person. That's my basis is the 10 commandments for if a person I'm gonna fuck with them or not. If I know a girl that's stealing, I'm not inviting you over to like my celeb friends' houses. You know, I'm not, I know some, you know,
but like you said before, like, everything is energy, so it's kind of what you put out. If you're always putting out like good energy, then, and you, we're intuitive, like, we can sense it. I can smell like people from a mile away when they have bad intentions or whatever. It's like,
yeah, the gut feeling. So I think everyone should get on that, and that'll make the relationships more successful, so, and friendships. A lot of people are like, oh, I don't have a lot of friends. Well, you should check inward, you know, a little bit, because I think that there aren't a lot of people that I feel like are on my level, but I have friends from, I'm from Detroit. I have friends that have, you know, been to prison and all of these things, and I have friends that are in the White House that are billionaires that own basketball teams. So I have friends from all different walks of life, and I, like I said, I have my meetings in spiritual places, and I've been proposed to four times.
Oh my God.
I hold a standard. I held a standard. This is what I expect of you. And the people that don't hit that standard, they naturally take themselves out. Now, that's sad. I don't like losing people. I have my own attachment issues from, you know, not having my parents or grandparents or anything. I had to raise myself and like poverty in Detroit. It was really crazy. And that's another reason why I get to speak about entrepreneurship and leadership and things, is because I was literally going home to home with my siblings. I raised them. And to come out of that, I started college at 16 through that, and created a, you know, $1 million business by the time I was, you know, in my 20s. So
that's really impressive. Thank you.
And it was hard, though. Like, I had the abusive relationship. I had had to beat the fuck out of one of my girlfriends in the house. I thought she was my friend. She came in talking shit because she got drunk. I had to beat her ass. So, and then, okay, Toy, do better. You have to leave Detroit to Detroit, you know? So
I'm a crazy Italian from Jersey. So,
we got to leave it in the gym, you know? We have to leave it in the gym, and we have to just listen more to those red flags. Now I'll never be in an abusive relationship because I know what that looks like.
Totally.
Now, any girl showing jealousy, whatever, I just back up from it. And you do that just by being more self-reflective and changing the things about you and letting your energy change what's around you. If you're emitting a positive frequency, you know, someone can come in and mess up the mood, either good or bad.
Yeah.
You know, or I love a friend where I'm feeling down, they come in and brighten up my day.
Yeah.
And I hate a motherfucker that come complaining and ruin everybody's day. You know, so, but we can take our energy every day on purpose. When I'm meditating, I see myself projecting this force field around me. And so if someone tells me, hey, you're a woman, you're black, you're this, you're that, you're not supposed to have that position. Guess what? Statistically, I beat all of that already.
Yeah.
Because my energy changes the world around me. Yours don't change me and make me sit home in a corner.
I love that. What I love about you and everything you're saying is that it seems like you've really found power, your power, and like who you are, what you need to keep yourself, like knowing your standards and knowing your boundaries and knowing your limits.
It's literally an everyday decision. Like, okay,
well, that's the thing people don't get is that you literally have to work at this every day. It's not like you just, it's like, you meditate daily and you journal daily or whatever works for you. You know what
it's
I mean?
Every but day. Like, and
it's a constant thing.
I went to, there's this, I won't mention any names or companies, but he ended up investing like six figures into this business and lost it in like 4 months. So then I came up with this whole marketing strategy, operation strategy for his company to get his money back in like less time than how he lost it. Mm-hmm. And in a couple months. So we sit in on this meeting and everyone agrees like, this is great. Like, she's the woman for the job, even though he had a guy doing the job who was screwing everything up. So we all have we're eating and I stay to kind of clean up. I'm the only woman. Kind of help clean up and tidy. And I turn around and he grabs my hand, comes up to my neck, like starts trying to kiss on me, or like touching me. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I'm like, first off, you're married. Like, what's going on? Oh, my wife is whatever, whatever. Okay.
No, but like, did
what?
Yeah, no.
And so we talked and I'm like, look, not my thing, you know, and I don't even know you well enough. Like, maybe, I mean, I'm not going to name which myriad celebrities that I would join for fun, but it wasn't you or your wife, sir. You know? So you didn't give me the chance to think about it. You just put me in that situation. Right. And I went home and I cried for 2 days.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that sucks.
Cried for 2 days because I'm like, I can't believe that I'm overqualified. And then he was like, well, how about I give you like a lesser job after I didn't whatever.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, he was like, how about you just market the products I already have instead of whatever.
Oh, because you turned him down?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
And so I went home and I cried. And I was like, it's so crazy that, and this is, I guess, what, which, again, I.
This is why I hate narcissists.
Like, I don't even call myself like a feminist or whatever. I use common sense. Right.
Yeah.
But I mean, is what the Me Too movement was about. Yeah. How am I overqualified for this position? But you make me feel like I need to give you a blowjob to have this job.
Totally. It's totally fucked up. I'm sorry you went through that. I think the word feminist is stigmatized. I think it's just literally what everybody wants. Good people want. Right. It's just like equality and like respect for each other. And like, don't do that just because I have a vagina. Like, that's inappropriate, sir. Like, it's just really fucked up. Like, maybe have a conversation with you first. And if you're feeling like both of you are on the same page and things are whatever, cool. Then that. Right. But just because,
I have married friends who have open relationships.
Yeah.
You know, and they're happy. They've been married 10 years, 5 years.
I don't think I'd ever go back to monogamy, honestly, after my last relationship.
I can't with the messiness. That's my thing. Is I'm a Virgo. What's your sign?
I'm a Libra. So my like ex was Virgo. Okay. So I don't go well with Virgo men, but
yeah, the men are very typical of the signs. Women are very flexible because women are like community creatures. Like we're social and we'll move some of our things for our family and our friends. Men kind of are stuck in their way. So they're the ones that, you know, the signs are about.
They need things their way and everything.
What's some of the craziest signs that you think? Virgo's definitely Virgo male.
I like Leos, I like any air sign I go well with, and I like Sagittarius and some fire signs. I'm air, so I like fiery. You're earth, right?
Yeah, Virgo's I'm earth.
So
I'm
probably
very...
like some water. Water and earth usually go together.
I end up falling in love with water signs, but I can't stand them. Like,
they're very emotional.
It's because it's the fix you thing. It's the fix you. All of them are so like emotional and like dreamy. I'm so logical. Yeah. So I'm like, I love how inspired I am by your water sign and your dreaminess. Like, I find it so beautiful and artistic, but at the end of the day, it's not realistic. Like, most of the water signs that I know are always on the brink of losing it.
losing their
money, losing their mind, losing their relationship, losing their
water
kids.
Signs.
Because it's like...
No, it's true. I have a lot of cancer in my chart, so I'm actually very emotional. Like, whatever... Luckily, it's not like my main sign, but so I get it. I get that.
It's just like, so for me, it's like, why risk this? I'm a person that, again, I'm very logical. So when it comes to open relationships, I'm like, we're bringing all of this extra energy into our relationship.
But
and it's like, why
I will say some of like the most enlightened, good, cool people, like genuinely good people I've met have open relationships. Yeah. And I think that it really just depends on your partner, the communication, and making sure they're a priority, making sure that they're cool with everything first. And knowing that it could be cool this month, but if you're having a bad month, it might not be cool next month. And you kind of have to always prioritize the partner.
Yeah, that, I've seen that too with my friends in their open relationships where one, I have two. One of the girls, she's been with her husband for 4 years and they have a kid together too. And they both are allowed to have a boyfriend and girlfriend. They all live in the same house.
Interesting.
And I know, it's not for me, honey, but they're so happy. And they know the husband knows that she trusts the boyfriend more, but she's attracted to the husband more. It's like,
that's really
they know
interesting.
Everything.
I don't know if I could do the boyfriend thing, girlfriend thing. So, but what I could do is like sex, like on a, you know, there's obviously sometimes like some connection, some flirty, whatever, like, yeah, to get to the sex, but I need to know I'm number one.
Right.
And I don't like the boyfriend, girlfriend thing. Like, I think like we're animalistic in some ways and like can act on desire and sexual desire. And I think that's cool.
So it sounds like as long as they're not sharing that intimacy with someone. Right. But for me, there's no in between for me. I either don't give a fuck about you, or I'm obsessed
it's
with you.
It's not for everybody, you know? And that's okay.
Well, like, I did it before. I've done you? It because I dated 2 billionaires, and they took care of everything in my life that I had no other problems. Right? They even made sure my grandma was good. Like, you know what I'm saying? They helped me with my career. I walked around calling me queen, like, helped with my respect and taught, had me in a meeting so where I can learn how to do corporate level stuff. So I actually had no problems except for, okay, playtime. And I was like, I can deal with this. I don't have shit else to worry about. I was, you know, had time for the gym and manicures. It was like, I had no other worries.
Yeah.
But then you have these other guys that are like, okay, you're gonna live like an average girl in my average house in this average relationship, and then we're gonna have playtime. Bitch, if you have extra energy, go to work. We need a private jet. I'm not. You want me to frolic and play with these people with you?
I think it just goes to like, personally, I think I have like a higher sex drive for a girl than maybe my testosterone's higher. I don't know.
How often would
sometimes
you...
I masturbate like 4 times a day. Like, it's crazy.
But when you're dating, how much do you have sex?
Oh, I mean, a decent amount. But still, I've been in monogamous relationships. And when I feel trapped. I don't like it. Even if I never act sexually on it, the fact that I am free to do so if the opportunity presents itself means so much to me. Like, I can't explain it. That's just kind of how I think humans should be free. I don't think that I think partnership can be one thing, and I think that sex can be separate, and I think that the partnership and sex can come together sometimes for something really magical and spiritual, and like something you can't get with a random
do you ever want to get married?
I don't know that I believe in marriage. I believe in partnership, because what is marriage except partnership with a piece of paper? I think it's the same exact thing.
I think it's way more.
See, I think you can commit to someone, but I also I'm torn because I also know that
especially
sometimes divorce is the best thing for people, because sometimes people grow apart. So I can commit to this person for as long as it's healthy for both of us.
Yeah, especially if you want children. Do you want children?
I've never had a strong desire for children. Okay, but so, I'm not against it. I think I'll probably be an older mom, honestly, because I don't see myself that happy.
So I've had, like, foster kids. I love being a mother. And so this is another thing, is when you think about the effect that you're going to have on these I have a child. And then most of the guys that I talk to, because I talk to, like, older – I like my most attractive quality in the man – is smart. Girl, give me a nerd and watch me be happy. You know, but those are the ones that have like Asperger's and like narcissists and they're like mean. But I'm like, you're so smart, I forgive you. I love smart. So smart guys tend to be successful. They can teach me things. We can talk.
Yeah.
We can talk about different ideas.
Everything, though. I mean,
no, I mean that's the most
attractive
quality.
It's cool that you
quality.
Have your type and you know what you that's most attractive to you. But when you mentioned bringing kids into it, like, I think you say I do have a kid. And say I'm open or whatever with my partner. Like, I want them to know that, like, that's cool and it works for us. And, like, other things work for different people.
I'm a very, like, liberal conservative, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where I do believe that there's a role that we have to play. There's nothing, like, how they have some of the
Says
trans
you.
And stuff, because there's a way that men were born and a way that women were born, you know. I mean, we're doing
physically,
all of, we're doing all of the and everything estrogen wise, thoughts wise, emotional wise, everything. The way that women are more community and men are more not, they have to be a leader or a beta or some. There's something in nature that's never going to change and that's going to always fill off. Now, we can go and get hormone shots and turn ourselves into men. We can go have trans cut there. But when you take a blood test and when your hormones start to really kick in, you've never experienced a period. You can never, your body doesn't do this. This is us tricking ourselves to change nature what it is.
Right.
You know what
no,
I'm
I
saying?
No, I get that. I get that physically and hormonally there are things that...
But I'm just saying, like, in my opinion, there is a role that some women have to play. We are nurturers.
So this is, like, the kind of the controversial stuff that I wanted to get into with you. So you believe that, and you can continue what you were saying, that women have a role to play, and that 100%. Is...
100%. Women have a role to play. Women are... nurturers, Mother Earth, nurturers. You take things, whatever it is, ingredients, we turn it into a meal. You take this. Women are nurturers. A lot of times our success has something to do with our passion, how we take care of our job duties and how we take care of our children, how we take care of our men. The men that we date, most of them don't want to go lay in the lap of another man. So when he's telling you you're too emotional, what the fuck do you expect from me? I am a woman, mm-hmm. right? There's something that comes with the woman because we're supposed to be natural, like nurturing, and that's natural to us. Otherwise, a man will go be with the man. If he doesn't want any problems and he wants it to be cool and he wants to meet in the middle, you know what I'm saying?
I can see where you're coming
from.
So
I feel like there's some roles that, and men have to be protectors and providers.
So here's where we agree, and I think here's where we disagree. Like, I agree with that, and I think that nurturing and whatever comes more natural definitely to women because we just are very tuned in to our emotions, and we're just more emotionally intelligent, honestly. And we have to be smart because we're not as physically strong, right? So from a young age, we have to figure out a different way to, like, be okay, mm-hmm. right? We have to, like, look behind us when we're walking down an alley, like that kind of stuff yeah. that men maybe don't have to think about as much.
Right.
That said, I think that when it gets to a point, I think there's, like, some women may be more emotional than others, right? Some women may have higher testosterone like me. Like, I think that there is a role, there's a scale, right? And I don't think that it's so black and white. I think maybe some women aren't as nurturing, and that's okay too. But I think for the majority of what you're saying, yes.
Well, I think
but I
that
also think society and really
I also
play
think
into that.
Like in America, we have the highest addiction rate to like pills and medication. Mm-hmm. Everyone around here is walking around like there's something wrong with them, and then they're trying to fix it. So, you know, if you say, hey, I'm hearing voices from demons and the devil, you're crazy. But if you say, hey, I'm hearing voices from God and he spoke to me, then now you're the leader of the community.
Right.
So whatever everyone else is doing, and that there's this huge wide range in the middle,
yeah.
I boil it down to nature. When you look outside and you see this bird, and the male bird is doing a dance and building a nest, you're not fucking me and you didn't build me a nest. You're not even doing what this bird is doing, motherfucker.
I get that.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I get that.
So, like,
for
you're
sure
not even,
I do. But it's
you're
funny.
Not even a natural male.
It's
like,
funny.
Why would I be attracted to something that's not even a natural male?
Yeah.
And then
that.
You to say that, oh, I'm a man and I get to do this. I'm part Muslim, you
yeah,
know?
I
so I do have family that have four wives. But you know what they're doing that these monogamous guys aren't doing? Telling the truth all the time.
Yeah.
They treat them all the same. They bought them all cars. They whatever.
Yeah.
You know, they have their days of the week, whatever.
Yeah.
You guys aren't doing, like, he's not, most of these guys aren't doing that. They're lying, playing each other. The
totally.
Girl's got to fight now.
Yeah.
And you love her more to be. I don't like creating an unnecessary mess.
I agree.
You know, yeah. If I see a tornado that way, I'm driving the other way. Because my life, the ultimate, success to me is being like at peace and then being able so financially stable that you can go work from Hawaii, you can work from Bahamas, and that's it. So if you and your bitch just feel like messing that up for me,
I get what you're saying in that, like, the more softer qualities that we have are actually strengths in a lot of ways, and we shouldn't, like, try to be the man. These are strengths and we should, you know, acknowledge them.
And I feel like that's one of my biggest problems with women. You know, I am a woman's woman. I'm a woman that I provide, like, opportunities, jobs. I do mentorship, helping women to become financially stable and emotionally stable to let them know, hey, you are special. You know, you having this money and these goals and being self-sufficient, you are special.
Yeah.
So I speak life and love into women. But I also, working with so many women, I do have a problem with, you're more focused on how can I become like this man-like figure that you don't know how to turn that off.
Mm.
You know, like, women are not catering to men like they should be, but you want a man. Of course he needs four women to make him happy, bitch, because you don't know how to do it.
Cater to yeah, them. Like,
but I think that, again, we inspire each other to do things. Yeah. Again, that's why I've been proposed to four times.
Yeah.
Because I hold this to a level. I'm going to give you all of me. And I'm going to do it right. And I'm going to do it with my heart. I will give my man mani-pedis. I rub my man's back. I will... Is it BJ time, baby? I will take the kids out if I need to, even though I have work. I will make... You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I will also expect that back.
So... Yes, exactly. And so I think that it goes both ways. And I think we should definitely lean into our like softer, more feminine qualities for sure. But I also think that men can sometimes lean into their more feminine qualities too. Like it doesn't always have to be so, as long as we're both doing our part to like make sure we're the person that we want to be and that we're giving to our partner and not just taking, like, I think that that's the main thing. But I get what you're saying.
And again, I feel like as spiritual as I am, as loved and loving and in tune in nature as I am, fucking me is a privilege.
Yeah.
I literally meditate while fucking my person, and it's making love to everybody that I'm with. I feel like my energy with you, and I'm saying great things about you, and I'm snatching this energy, and I love me so much that I love to see the good in you. When I'm laying down with this person, I'm sharing my energy with them. Everyone can have that.
Yeah.
So everything that I'm doing is present, is on purpose. So when I start to have other energies come into that, I automatically detach. Yeah. Have I had an open relationship that lasted years? I did, you know? And actually, it was a great relationship because we were honest with each other, but I knew that that wasn't the man that I was going to marry.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't know how to focus his energy in on me, but he can focus his money in on me.
Right.
Fine.
Yeah.
You know, you can focus. Okay, I can call out a jet when I want. Okay.
I think a lot of women will relate to you, though, and respect you because you do have the ability to set such good boundaries for yourself. You know, you want, you know what you, I hate the word deserve, but you know what you want. And like, you don't accept anything other than that. And
no, boundaries are really strong. I'm a compromising person. What the only thing that I require of every relationship is honesty.
Yeah.
So if we get together and I'm like, you know what, my last relationship, which it really did, broke my heart. So now when I get into another relationship, let's do open.
Yeah.
But tell me the truth. Let's have some this.
Honesty
when someone,
huge.
How can a man want respect as a man and a leader? But when you ask him, what are you and where y'all going? He say, I don't know.
Yeah, fuck that.
How the fuck? I don't know. You want me? Am I?
Communication's huge.
Yeah.
Direct, honest communication.
So it's like, how don't you know? You have to be a man. You have to say what it is and not be afraid of it.
Do you have a man in your life right now? We don't have to talk about it. We actually have to wrap up. But
okay. I mean, I have people interested. And of course, the people that I've been in love with, I still love.
Yeah.
You know? And again, I match people's energy. So for me, no, there's no ring on my finger. So I'm there.
Last thing before we sign off, who's the favorite celebrity that you've worked with thus far?
Oh, wow. Okay. Going from talking about relationships.
Sorry, I know. But, bouncing around.
But PSA, I don't date in my industry. You know, none of the celebs. I strictly just work with them. I love doing that because, you know, the relationships last a lot longer. I'm trusted around their family, their wives, their kids, with their brands. So I love to date outside. Like I said, give me a nerd outside of the industry. I don't really work in the industry like that because that's where I work and you don't
that makes sense.
Shit where you eat, right? But I have to say, number one, Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx,
he's incredible. He's like an uncle to everyone. He always has advice. He's always so hospitable. He's so talented and inspiring. Post Malone is one of the kindest hearts on the planet.
That's good to know.
One of the kindest. And Chris Brown. Chris Brown is really fun and really smart and really cool. And anytime you're around him, he's like, you know, his energy rubs off on you. And it's always a good thing. And, you know, there's things that people say in the media about those people. But I'm around them and I just love them so much to watch them in their elements.
For sure.
It's incredible. So those are probably my top three.
I love that. Where can everybody find you?
Instagram, of course, Toy Hardy CEO. And this was a lot of fun.
It was so much fun. We're gonna have to have you back to dive into these things a little bit deeper, because there's some really interesting stuff here.
Well, I want to do one where I am showing women, one, how to get your money,
okay,
and how to get your man to propose to you,
okay,
so where then you can choose and you can self-reflect and be like, yeah, you know what, I thought I wanted this engagement, but because some guys,
let's have you back.
I had a guy that that proposed to me because he knew that that was my standard, but he still cheated on me. So I was like, so I think that he was finding himself trying to come up.
Yeah.
And then that's why I'm like, maybe I have to meet people where they are, but I don't know.
But we'll talk about it later. You can also decide that those people are just not at your level yet.
Exactly. Yay. Because he was like, he said the same thing. Oh, it's natural for me. I don't love this girl. I love you.
Right.
You know, I still want you to be my wife. But that's when I cut off my last engagement, because I was like, no, that's not what we agreed on.
Yeah.
You know, we agreed on an open relationship. Let me know, because I do have the opportunities to sleep with anybody in the industry that I want. But I decided to commit to you. So
clearly his open direct communication is just not on point.
So, but still, I'm going to come back with some advice on how to get your money up, how to get your man to propose to you.
I love it.
If that's what you want.
If that's what you want. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Awesome. So much fun. Thanks for being here today.